CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, dear, I didn't hear you come in. Well, you've been home. I was upstairs.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Oh, you were so quiet.
No, I brought in the mail. I was just looking it over.
Oh, I forgot to go out and get it today. I've been so busy. I had a dozen phone calls to make concerning the Spring Bazaar, and then Betsy couldn't find a ballet shoe, so I had to call Miss Comer and see if they'd been found. And what are you reading?
Letter from a Mrs. C.J. Fuller. Fuller.
Mrs. Fuller? Who's that?
Search me. Anyhow, she said, concerning the matter of who discovered America first.
Oh, I don't want to hear any more about that.
No, wait a minute. This is a fresh angle.
Oh, dear. What is it?
Yeah, listen to this. No. So it is possible that neither Leif Erikson nor Columbus should be given credit. That the first men who set foot on America were merchants and traders of a recently discovered Minoan civilization that flourished on the island of Crete in the Mediterranean some 3,000 years ago. Excavations have already evinced the possibility of this theory. But until linear script B of the mysterious Minoan text can be deciphered from the thousands of clay tablets...
For heavens sake, how long is the letter?
6 pages. My brother's an archaeologist.
Oh, goodness, it sounds fascinating. What else does she say?
I don't know. Here, you read it. Will you? You read it. I got to get outside and do some work on the lawn before it gets dark. Oh, I think there's a letter from Aunt Effie here, too.
Effie, my goodness, I just say so. Yes. I've been waiting to hear when she's coming to visit.
Well, look, I better get upstairs and get into some old clothes.
Oh, honestly, look. Even Aunt Effie sends us a newspaper clipping. What is this? A Norwegian explorer to search for proof of Viking settlements in America.
Oh, no.
We never hear the end of it. Well, let's see what she says when she's around.
Well, come on upstairs and read me the letter while I change my clothes.
Making peace.
New communist threats against Quemoy. India and China in their own Mount Everest summit conference. These summit meetings in Paris. No matter where the day's important news stories break, Americans can be sure of fast, reliable coverage by radio. Time and again, radio demonstrates its unique ability to transport listeners thousands of miles right to the place where an important story is breaking. CBS News correspondents in every part of the world stand ready to transmit flashes almost instantly. And if the story is big enough, a newsman can be behind his microphone within minutes, giving the whole nation the facts. Through the years, CBS News has built an unparalleled reputation, a reputation for swiftness and accuracy in conveying word of the latest events to a listening America. If you like to keep on top of the news, if you like to make sure that you're getting the news just as it happens, be sure to stay tuned to this CBS radio affiliate for news and commentary bearing the coveted stamp CBS News. Another important factor in the different sound you hear when your dial's set where it is right now.
Go ahead. Read me Aunt Effie's letter.
Yes, I will. I was checking on Bobby. That child is still napping.
Ah, well, that's okay.
He sleeps twice as much as Betsy ever did at his age.
Oh, well. Some children require more sleep than others. Besides, he has a much more relaxed, easygoing nature than Betsy does. Takes after me.
Oh, yes.
Go on, read me Aunt Effie's letter. See when she's coming. Seemed kind of good to see her again, huh?
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, where'd I put the letter now?
Letter?
Oh, here's...
Down the dresser.
Yeah, I got it. Well, let's see.
What'd she say?
I just put a cake in the oven, and I hope it turns out all right, because I didn't have quite enough sour cream and had to use some regular milk and a bit of baking powder, and it never turns out quite as nice. I'll let you know how this turns out.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Every detail. Well, I might as well tell you the bad news right away. I don't think I can get away right now for a visit. With a baby expected in June, I...
Baby?
Yes.
Aunt Effie's having a baby?
Oh, no. Melba, Mr. Whittaker's daughter.
Oh.
His daughter-in-law. Oh, you knew that. You don't honestly listen to anything I tell you. With a baby expected in June, and Melba has bursitis so badly, I don't feel I should leave. However, I do have a wonderful idea, and I hope that you will approve. love to have Betsy come and spend the summer with us.
What?
I know she'd love it here on the farm with all the animals. She could even have her own little pony, and during the summer, there's always a rodeo on Saturday. Is that rodeo or rodeo?
I don't know. Rodeo, I guess. I don't care. But Betsy is certainly not going off to Montana.
Why?
Why? You mean you'd let her go?
Mother, they'd be wonderful for her. They have an enormous place. She'd love it. Nobody would take better care of her than Aunt Effie. It'd certainly be a wonderful experience. Have your own pony? Learning to ride? My goodness, you'd be thrilled to pieces, I bet.
You'd let Betsy go up to Montana for the whole summer?
What's the matter with you, dear?
Well, to begin with, how's she going to get there? I mean, Aunt Effie can't come and get her. Do you realize how much it would cost if to take her out there?
Maybe I'd take her and Bobby, too, and stay and visit a few days. Can't cost that much. Either train or plane, or I could drive.
Well, you're certainly not going to drive that far with two children.
Oh, goodness dear, it isn't a problem how Betsy gets there. We can always work that out. For that matter, we could just put her on a plane. She's nearly 9. Stewardess would look after her. Wouldn't be much of a trip by plane. Aunt Effie would meet her. No, I'm sure she'd...
You'd let her go off on a plane by herself?
Well, I think it might do her good, dear. I really do.
Last year, didn't he want her to come home from the shopping center by herself when she got separated from whomever it was? You were downright hysterical. Yes, she was right by the bus corner. She had plenty of money. There was nothing to worry about, and you were nearly frantic until she got home safely.
But she's a year older now. And I don't understand you. You're the one who's always saying we should teach her to be more independent, that we shouldn't hang on to her. Let her try her wings and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think that she should stay home. I mean, well, one reason we built our house out here by the lake was because it would be so nice for Betsy in the summertime.
Don't shout at me.
Well, I mean, she's got everything right here. She can go swimming. She's got a bicycle. All her friends are here. I mean, why should she go anywhere?
Because she's been invited. Because Aunt Effie would love to have her. Because it'd be a wonderful experience. She doesn't need to be gone all summer. Maybe 6 weeks. Maybe just a month.
What if she gets sick?
They have doctors in Montana, I imagine.
Well, what if she falls off this darn horse they're going to give her?
Then I hope she picks herself up and tries it again. What is the matter with you, honey?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'd miss her, for one thing.
Well, of course, so would I. But listen here, Annie. Oh, listen to this. Annie, she says, we might even try to get away for a few days to take Betsy on a trip to Glacier National Park, which is just beautiful, and I'm sure she'd enjoy it. And, oh, my goodness, think of how educational this would be for Betsy.
Well, you don't even know that Betsy would want to go.
No, of course not. In fact, we won't even mention it to her if you decide she shouldn't go.
Oh.
I certainly wouldn't want her disappointed. On the other hand, it's just as you said, she may not even want to go.
You know what? I bet she won't. Look, only yesterday she said she couldn't wait until it was warm enough to get up in the morning and rush down to the lake here with her daddy for an early morning dip.
Yes, I know. Well, that worries me, too.
Huh?
It seems to me that lately she's gotten less independent than she used to be. She seems to cling more than she used to. Remember how she used to stay overnight with Mary Lou? They had such fun. Oh, she loved it. Now she doesn't want to sleep overnight, you know, with any of her friends. Now, I asked her the other day if she didn't want to stay with Mary Lou. Betsy nearly cried as they were going to make her stay. Sort of clung to me and said, no, she wanted to come home.
Did she? Well, Mama. Why not? No place like home.
Well, I think it would do her good to visit Aunt Effie. Look, I'm just as scared as you are to think she might fall off a horse and get hurt, but we can't keep her from doing everything for fear something awful might happen.
No, I know. Just the same, there's such a thing as asking for trouble.
Well, people do learn how to ride horses, dear. Somebody will certainly keep an eye on her. Not going to put her on a bucking bronco.
No, of course not, but you know how kids are. The minute they have 2 lessons or something, I think they know perfectly how to do it. She's been there a few days, just like Betsy, to take the horse off by herself and go galloping away.
Yes.
First thing you know.
Well, we could write down certain rules of what she has to do while she's there. You know, for Aunt Effie, you know, like Betsy is not to take horse out by herself. You know.
Well, look, making rules is one thing. Making them stick is another.
I'm sure somebody will keep an eye on Betsy, dear.
Well, you can't keep an eye on a 9-year-old child all the time. I mean,
but they
from
have,
here to Montana.
They have children in Montana. Surely they can't all be falling off their horses all the time.
Well, no, I suppose not. Oh, golly, I don't know.
Honestly, dear.
What do you think?
If she will go, I think it'll be a wonderful experience. I'm just afraid she won't even consider going. That's what worries me.
Well, now, don't blame her too much. I mean, she's pretty little yet. She likes to be home with her mommy and daddy. And by golly, the way time flies, she'll be ready for college, and once she starts that, we probably never will have her home with us again. Either she'll get married or go to New York or Europe or seek her fortune.
Oh, don't bring all that up. I hate to think of it.
Let's face it.
Maybe we shouldn't even tell her about Aunt Effie asking her. I'd miss her, too.
Let's not tell her.
No. That isn't fair. No. Look, she has been invited. Let her have the choice of deciding. She'll appreciate us even more.
Yes, you'll see.
Where is she?
Outside playing.
Come on, we'll go ask her.
Go visit Aunt Effie all summer?
Well, now, honey, you don't have to go at all, but you've been invited, and Daddy thought you ought to know about it at least.
Sure.
You mean Aunt Effie is going to give me a pony?
Well, that's what she said. Of course, they teach you how to ride it,
dear. My very own horse?
Oh, while you're there, dear, you know, if you go.
Oh, yes, oh, I want to go, can I? Can I,
Dad? Oh, Dad, not just a minute.
Just came up, Betsy.
Yes.
We've got Aunt Effie's letter, dear.
Oh, please, Mommy, please let me go.
No, just a second. As Mommy said, this just came up. We haven't any idea how you'd even get to Montana yet. I mean, we'd have to talk things over.
Yes.
Can I go by plane, by myself?
Well,
Janie Gordon flew all the way to California by herself last year to visit her grandmother. She went all by herself, Daddy, and she was only 8. And all she talked about all year is how she went by herself.
Well,
so can I go all by myself, Mommy, please? I'd be all right. Janie was all right.
Just take it easy, will you, dear?
Can I at least go visit Aunt Effie, please? Oh, Daddy.
Well, I guess we can work the transportation out somehow. Can't we, Mommy?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Can I tell everyone that I'm going?
Well...
Yes, all right. You can go.
Oh, thank you. You're the best Mommy and Daddy in the whole world.
Uh-huh.
Where's my suitcase? Is it in the attic?
Suitcase?
No.
Now, wait a minute.
I've got to start packing, Daddy.
You're not leaving until school is out in June.
I know, but I want to put things in today because I think of them. And I'm going to phone all my friends and tell them and then start making the list of things to take. June, my very own pony.
Oh, boy. Well, as Mr. Dibble used to say... That's where it goes.
Don't you think she'll even miss her?
Oh, no. Why should anybody miss her mother and father when she's got a horse?
Say, have you been listening to another of our familiar daytime serials on CBS Radio, The Second Mrs. Burton? Well, if so... You're being rewarded with a once-in-a-lifetime drama within a drama. Folks who know Mother Burton need no description from us of what an indomitable mother-in-law she has been all these years. Now, in a remarkable turn of events, Mother Burton is herself being romanced on a western farm and is encountering ironical retribution indeed in the shape of, yes, a formidable interfering mother. Irresistible force, immovable object. In combination, perhaps the greatest listening coup of all the rewarding years of the second Mrs. Burton. Be listening weekdays. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Aloha, thank you.